The clock is ticking for anyone who wants to oppose Vail's application with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. On May 10th, the USPTO opened a 30-day window to either oppose or ask for an extension to possibly oppose Vail's attempt to trademark the name Park City. Park City Assistant Manager Matt Dias confirmed to KPCW that the city will do something by that deadline.
I think that the city will file for the extension to make sure that the discussion that we have is allotted the opportunity to have that extension in play.
Dias says City Hall has heard from Park City residents about the matter.
I think it continues to be an issue that, for one reason or the other, has created some confusion. And due to that, you've seen the mayor and the city council members try to create an opportunity for the public, if they are so inclined, to come and participate in a discussion that will hopefully shed some light on the issues.
That opportunity will come June 9th. Dias says City Council will take up the trademark issue in a work session. Vail will be there to present their side.
And I think probably at first they were, you know, a little reluctant. I think they think that this is a standard business practice. And so I think now they're actually sort of looking forward to the opportunity to clarify their intent and the language, and I think that they think that this opportunity will put some people's fears at rest.
One local business that has some fear about Vail's trademark attempt is Park City Sport. They filed for, and were granted, an extension to possibly oppose Vail's attempt to trademark the name Park City. Vail's application states they want to trademark the name solely for providing facilities for skiing and snowboarding and conducting classes in skiing and snowboarding. Park City Sport is a ski and snowboard rental shop. Jamie Peters is a co-owner. She says Vail's attempt to trademark the name Park City could be a threat to her business, and she needed time to find out more.
We've been using the Park City Sport name since 1984, and so we're very concerned with it, and we're exploring all our options, and we would like to protect the name that we have been using for 34 years. So that's why we're asking for some more time to study it.
As KPCW reported on May 20th, Park City Powder Cats and Heliskiing opposed Vail's request to trademark the name Park City. According to documents filed with USPTO, Park City Powder Cats and Heliski is concerned that if Vail is successful, it could force them to change their name, which they have used since 1993. Additionally, Park City Powder Cats believes it's inappropriate for Vail to attempt to claim ownership of a name rightfully owned by the municipality of Park City. Peter says she wishes more people will take action.
I would love to see the city do an extension of time and the county, because apparently that is just a formality. Anybody can file for the time.
It looks like Peters will get her wish.
I think that the role that the mayor and city council here at Park City Municipal wanted to ensure was that we did hit the pause button and we ensured that it became a community conversation. We ensured that Vail had an opportunity to interact in a public setting with the community and share this information and describe what they were trying to achieve and accomplish.
Vail's Vice President of Mountain Community Affairs, Kristen Williams, released a statement saying Vail's sole interest is ensuring no other ski resort in the U.S. can use the Park City name. She adds that Vail welcomes comments by anyone who has concerns. The City Council will address the trademark issue in their work session on Thursday, June 9th at 5 o'clock. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.